This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, pleasant fall weather will be the rule across the Columbia Basin for the next week and beyond. A ridge of high pressure over the eastern Pacific will keep a dry northwest flow over the region. A weak disturbance in the northwest flow will bring even some drier air into the region over the weekend, and this may allow temperatures to drop below freezing in many areas on Sunday and Monday mornings. The ridge will then move inland and deflect potential storm systems north into British Columbia. It appears the next chance for rain will be delayed until at least the end of the month. The result of all this will be fairly consistent day-to-day weather conditions with temperatures averaging near normal, mostly clear skies and light winds. You can plan on harvest of corn, onions, potatoes, and late apples. Should be able to proceed without interruption. Now that soil moisture has improved in many areas, wheat seeded this next week has a good chance of germinating. Soil temperatures are currently in the lower and mid-50s and should warm 2 to 4 degrees into next week. This recent moisture should also help with pasture development. If you're planning field burns, the light winds will hinder smoke dispersion for the next several days. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center has updated their El Nino outlook. They're calling for 70 to 75% chance of El Nino conditions this winter, which typically means less storm systems for the Pacific Northwest. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.